Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the 137th episode of Lake of Rage, a Pokemon trading card game podcast. I'm your host, as always, Kevin Clementi, aka Mellow _ Magikarp. I'm joined today by three special temporary guest hosts. First introducing Kevin Clementi, aka Mellow _ Magikarp. Wait, if you're a guest host, then who am I? Kevin, why don't you tell us what we're doing here today?
That was pretty okay, actually, except you remember I started with yo, not hello. Kind of disappointing.
I screen recorded the episode you just did with Henry Brand, but I thought that like in the clip that I only got the O. And so I was just like, it's got to just be hello, right? Like,
now for anyone listening who, because I've also had people who screenshot the YouTube captions and are like, what is happening here? It is yo. But yeah, we have a special trivia episode. And if you recognize that voice you just heard, that is someone we've had on before. Xander Bennett is going to be our trivia master today. And I'm going to be competing against two other individuals who are, is the disclaimer, I should get absolutely destroyed. I picked two people who I know a lot about Pokemon and Pokemon cards. First one we have, who's someone who's been on the show a fair amount. We have Nikhil, a.k.a. the Gyroscope Eevee. Nikhil, say what's up.
How's it going, everybody? Good to be back.
And then I'm going to throw a quick love at Nikhil to something that I didn't want to tell him about, but he does a lot of work behind the scenes. So if any of you see him judging any tournaments or anything like that, and you like the podcast, be sure to say thank you, because he is the one who schedules most of our guests and got us that sweet, sweet TC Evolutions partnership as well, where you can code LAKE10 for 10% off your order.
That was pretty surreal, by the way, seeing the code work.
The compliment first time. That was, like, and crazy. The shameless plug back to back.
Yeah.
And
he's too good.
The other individual, someone who beat me at a tournament not too long ago, and then when Xander agreed to the idea, I went back to all of the Trivia Tuesdays and saw a couple names getting 100% almost every single week. And so that is the one and only Sky De La Cruz. Sky, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I think I admittedly overhyped myself a little bit on those 10 out of 10s. You know, I'm probably going to throw pretty hard.
I think in the end, you were really close to tying with Zaya, who had like a 6 in a row, like 10 of the 10. Like, you had a pretty hot, you had a pretty good streak towards the end of, I got to get back to it, but you
I think, I think there was one that I only got a 9 out of 10 on. I was
shame.
You were also.
Yeah, it was the Pokemon Ranger one got me.
Oh, there would never be a Pokemon Ranger question here today.
Oh, no.
So excited.
Come on.
For everyone we're listening to, so Nikhil, mostly 10 out of 10 with some 9 out of 10. Sky, mostly some 10s. Me, averaging good 6 or 7 out of 10. So we'll see how it goes. But Xander, do you want to introduce what we're going to be doing for our first round?
Yeah, so I've got a bunch of categories of trivia, and I built this so you as the listener could play along. So if you want to get yourself a pen and paper, keep your own score, or just as we answer the questions, we're not going to give away any answers immediately. You're welcome to pause and take your own time to think and whatnot. So if you want to take your own score, I'll put down the score that I'm doing too, and you can try to do that on your own. Otherwise, our first three rounds are going to go all entirely the same. There are three categories in each round, and each of the players has an 8-point, a 6-point, and a 4-point to use. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you all the categories for round one right now. It's Legendary Pokemon, Level X Pokemon, and Prism Stars. So those are the three categories for round one. So let's say that Sky is sitting there and is super certain about the answer for the first question for Legendary Pokemon. They can use, or they, I'm saying they as in any player, but any player is like, oh, I feel really confident for this one, right? I'm going to use 8 points on it because I'm certain I know the answer. Or I'm not really certain, I'm going to use 4 points on it and see like if I can save my higher point categories for later. So when all of the players have an answer, I'm going to say, just have everyone read their answers. And let's just get into a pattern. Let's just go Kevin, Sky, Nikhil every time, just so that we're not asking questions.
Wait,
so,
I was going to cheat and copy off of them.
Just honor system. This only works with honor system, unless we want to be typing the whole episode, which I know that nobody wants to edit out. We just get to just be honest the whole time. So we'll just go Kevin, Sky, Nikhil, because that's how I have the score in my score sheet. And then from there, we'll do assign points and whatnot. So those are the first three categories. I will put those in the chat to remind you all of what's happening. And we're going to go ahead and get started with our first question. Legendary Pokemon. What Pokemon in the trading card game has had the abilities Bench Barrier, Memories of Dawn, and Neutral Shield?
Oh, I know an answer.
I also know an answer.
I also have an answer.
Okay, good. So between 8, 6, and 4 points, just for the viewer, it sounds like they're all feeling confident, so they should probably use their 8-pointer here. Kevin, what do you think that the answer is?
8 points on Mew.
Sky?
I am also going to put 8 points on Mew.
All right, Nikhil?
I will also be putting 8 points on Mew.
All right, there you go. We figured it all out, yes. So I specifically picked non-legendary versions of that, or not rule box ones or whatever, just trying to catch you off guard. It is funny that there's a legendary Pokemon that was very playable that's just Bench Barrier.
Hey, Psy Power was kind of nuts sometimes.
That Mew was really good.
Yeah, that Mew was good. It's funny in GLC where it's like people are having to decide between Mysterious Tail Mew and like Bench Barrier Mew.
They also get Mr. Mime, so...
Yeah, but you know. Mew's attack is, like, actually good.
Yeah, that's true. That's
crazy.
And I think that... I think Mr. Mime's attack is, like, 20 and, like, coin flip for Paralysis. Yeah, it's really bad.
Unfortunately,
energy.
I have used it.
Oh, no. Okay, so everyone's at 8 points. Great job. Viewers, that's the idea. So, the second category, Level X Pokemon. How many Level X Pokemon could you play in a deck?
So for clarification, I couldn't use my 8 point here, right?
Yes, because you use your 8 point, if you are certain on this answer, you would now want to use your 6 points to do that. It's not like every question you have the choice between 8, 4, 6. Also, nobody loses points the whole time except on the final Magikarp. So
I'm pretty sure I have an answer for this one. It's gonna be a little silly.
Alright, I will bet 4 points. On the number two.
Okay, does everyone have an answer? Nikhil, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I think I have. I think I have an answer.
Okay, Kevin, how many points? And then what's your answer?
4 points and 2, which is definitely you should copy off of me.
Okay, Sky?
I'm going to put 6 points on 59.
Okay.
I was also going to put 4 points, but on 59.
Oh, okay. I see where you guys are thinking 59, and that's bad wording on my question. So I will go ahead and give 6 points to Sky and Nikhil. I meant of the same Pokemon. The answer I was looking for was 4, because you could play 4 of a single Level X in your deck, but the way that the Level X rule worked was that it had the same name as the Pokemon beneath it. So if you wanted to put an Uxie Level X into play, you couldn't. You could put 4 Uxie Level X into your deck, but you couldn't put any Uxie, so it'd be pointless. So, in practice, that's why you saw a lot of, like, 3-1 or 2-2s of Level X's, because it had the same name. You couldn't run, like, 4 Gardevoir with Telepass and 4 Level X's.
Yeah. But on that note, Xander, you can actually run 59 of one Pokemon Level X.
That is true. There is one Pokemon Level X you can.
Oh, of Arceus Level X?
Arceus Level X you can play.
All right, Smarty Pants. I guess I got to be super pedantic for the rest of this set, so...
Sorry.
This is
what you get for bringing two youngsters on the podcast.
Hey, you got
you
it.
You two weren't alive when Level X's were legal.
Yeah, I was. I played Level X's.
I did not, but I was alive.
I'm not that young. I'm like young, but
sure.
Okay, I gotta get it back together. So last category for this round, Prism Stars. This is a hard one. So probably a good thing you guys used your higher points early. The symbol used on Pokemon Prism Star cards in their name and text box is a visual from what Pokemon?
Excuse me?
From a Pokemon?
I know it.
No, you don't.
So the symbol, the symbol that's on the card, I'm sure that I probably have a Prism
Star.
Unfortunately, I know the symbol and it's not helpful whatsoever.
So I think I know who it is.
The symbol is literally I know who it is. A Pokemon. Like the art of a Pokemon would have this symbol.
Yes.
Okay. That's not helpful.
Like if you looked at the 3D model of this Pokemon, you would very clearly see that the symbol is on this Pokemon.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I have an answer.
Okay. So you've got your four or your six?
My six, which is completely all irrelevant. Right. Because okay. I'm going to go ahead and say Claydol.
Okay. Sky?
I'm going to say Necrozma and use my 4 points that I have left.
All right, Nikhil?
I think I don't know if I have my four or my six left, but I was going to go Necrozma.
It is Necrozma. You both got it right. So if you catch a Necrozma and you like use it in battle, you'll see that the backside of Necrozma's like big diamond head is that exact logo that's on Prism Stars.
Sun and Moon. Yeah, I quit so quickly.
I didn't notice that until like you actually said that it was on a Pokemon, and then I was like, "Wait a minute! Where have I seen that before?"
I actually only recognize it from Duskmane and Dawnwings. I didn't recognize it from the original Necrozma. I think the other two have them too.
Oh, do they really?
I think like on their chest or something. I think they have them.
I'm gonna be honest. The Pokemon games that I've played were Gen 1 through 6, and then Gen 8 and 9. I didn't play Sun or Moon or Ultra Sun or Ultra Moon. This is just a piece of trivia that I've learned along the way that I am relaying to you all.
I always remember it because in the intro cutscene for Ultra Sun and Moon, there's like this little bit where like a gem with that logo goes into like the head of the legendary.
Oh, the more you know. Okay. Now, I should get around to playing those games at some point.
Random tidbits.
Mine's still in the shrink wrap, so Xander, I'm with you. I never opened that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is round two. Everyone has their eight, their six, and their four, again, to use. The categories are Pokemon card prices, Pokemon regionals streams, and then Bad Deck Monday.
Okay, that one I might be able to do.
Oh, no.
All right.
That's one I'm not very good at.
Deep cut, dude.
All right. Yeah, we're not messing around for this one. All right. Card prices. We gotta shout out our Mellow Magikarp here. As of recording, what is the most expensive Magikarp card?
In English as or any language?
In English, because of what I looked up, I do not think that the answer changes based off
you,
of what
you said. The highest selling, correct? Like the most expensive.
Like if you went on TCG Player right now, not sponsored, and tried to buy a card with Magikarp on it in English, because that's what I fact checked.
Oh, I got this.
What would be the most expensive card? And I will not. I will. I can't say that. Okay.
No, I got this. Don't give them hints.
I'm not saying anything.
Good.
I think I have something, but I'm a little nervous. Two. Yeah.
Well, be honest, because you're last.
All right, I'm going to put 8 points, because I'm not confident in the other two, on Altart Carp Lord. Magikarp Wailord GX.
All right.
Yeah. I was going to put 6 points on Shining Magikarp from, like, Neo. Shining Magikarp, not Celebrations.
Those are the two I'm between.
you should have decided already, man.
Purely based on the fact that, like, every other, like, the Mewtwo's from the tins are, like, $70, I'm going to also go with the Altart Magikarp Wailord.
On how many points?
I'm going to go 6, because I'm not super confident on that.
All right. Hopefully you didn't change your answer based off of what you heard, but yes, it is the Altart Magikarp Wailord. It is currently, if you go to Near Mint for both the team-up alternate art Magikarp Wailord and Near Mint on the Shining Magikarp, there's about like a $40 difference between the two.
Wow.
That's really crazy, actually.
Yeah, they're both
expensive. I used to have one of those.
Altart Magikarp Wailords are $200. It's unreal.
That's so gross.
You brought up those Mewtwo's. I don't want to reveal how cheap I sold those Mewtwo's for after they rotate. Dude,
mine are destroyed. I riffled the heck out of mine.
That's I still crazy. Have four of those. I should really get rid of them.
I played one tournament with Pidgeotto, and so I did not have anything expensive from that format.
Fair enough.
Sure.
This podcast is sponsored by TC Evolutions. TC Evolutions offers the finest quality crafted damage counters, ability use markers, and V-Star markers out there. So if you're looking to beat your opponents in style, be sure to check out tcevolutions.com and use code LAKE10 for 10% off your order. Anyway, back to the show.
Our second question for this round, Pokemon Regionals streams. Before Pokemon officially streamed every regional, what team streamed the Charlotte 2018 regionals and the Richmond 2019 regionals?
Okay. Hold on.
Wait, I can do this. I don't know. I know who it isn't. Does that help? No, I got this. Got an answer. Don't cheat, you little cheaters.
I don't.
Charlotte 2019.
Charlotte 2018.
I know it.
I genuinely have no idea.
I also have no idea. I'm just going to guess.
Okay. Kevin, go ahead.
Because I am incredibly unconfident in Bad Deck Monday, I'm going to put 6 points on Dead Draw Gaming.
Okay. Sky?
I didn't even really watch regionals around this time. I'm going to put 4 points on, I guess, like Top Cut?
Okay.
I'm putting 8 points on this.
No way.
Because I know the guy who won 2019 Richmond. It was JW Kriwal with Team Battle Factory streaming it.
That's not a team.
You are correct. It was Battle Factory.
Oh my
god. Yes, it was Battle Factory. They were the first people that I remember to do like grassroots prize cams, which really was interesting.
They also did hand cams, I remember. Yeah, like they had like the highest production I'd seen.
Yeah, I remember talking to Nathan Brower, and what they had was like a glass panel with like a bathroom trash can like drilled to the table, so the camera was like underneath it through the trash can. It was crazy setup. But yes, points in the kill for that one.
I just didn't watch any like streams until I think, well, like Worlds each year, but then I didn't really start watching regional streams until after Worlds 2018. So no way of knowing.
I remember JW winning on that stream, like, and I can't remember who, but someone came up and like hugged him, like, and I remember that happening. And so, as soon as I realized that was Richmond 2019, I was like, yeah, I'm locking this one.
That was the part that I had to fact check, because I knew they streamed Charlotte, but I couldn't remember if they streamed anything else. So I had to message one of my friends that commentated and was like, hey, just so I'm not like messing this up, I got to make sure that I'm right on this. Okay, last one. Bad Deck Monday. This deck was a meme deck at the tail end of the 2014-2015 season.
14?
To the point where it was featured on a Bad Deck Monday, but then finished with a top 16 at U.S. Nationals and a even better finish at Worlds.
Okay.
What U.S. National? What year did you say this was?
The most recent set was, it was Boundaries Crossed through Roaring Skies, I'm pretty sure.
Roaring Skies. All right. This is I'll just simplify
the question and not make it all, like, wordy. Basically, what deck that was on a Bad Deck Monday went to get a top 16 at US Nats and then performed even better at Worlds?
Oh, I'm so mad because I know who the top 16 is.
Why do I have a feeling it's something, but like I feel like I'm gonna get it wrong.
I know I'm gonna get it wrong, but I'm gonna start us off anyway.
All right, go ahead.
This
Kevin,
is
what you got? So you got your four
pointer on Night March.
Okay.
The only thing I have left is my 8-pointer, so I'm going to put 8 points on Exeggutor.
Okay.
Yo,
the top 16?
Yeah.
whatever points I have left, I'm locking in on this. The top 16 at Nationals was Steve Guthrie. It's Archie's Blastoise.
It is Archie's Blastoise.
I actually thought of it. That's the worst part.
I only know this because Steve is not only a very good friend of mine, he is the person who introduced me to cubing. I've been watching his YouTube channel for years. I remember when he profiled the deck on his YouTube channel.
I'm like, almost certain that I recorded content with him like at that match.
You did. I have seen your videos with Steve.
Yes, Archie's Choice. It was literally such a joke that it was on Bad Deck Monday.
And then it wins Worlds.
Yeah, and then it had a 5-minute finals of Worlds. So
that was insane.
Go. All right, good deep cut, Nikhil. So Nikhil has not missed a question yet. Just putting that out there. Oh my God. We'll go over score.
Oh man, don't say that. Now I'm gonna miss all of them.
All right. So this next category, all of them have multiple answers, but you do not need to get every single answer. I'll tell you how many answers you need to get credit. Mm-hmm. If you can get every single answer, you can get 2 extra points. And that's different from your 8, 4, and 6. Okay?
Okay.
So they all have more than one answer. If you give me any, you get your points. If you give me all of them, you get +2 points. So the 3 categories are Paradox Pokemon, Pokemon in Fighting Games, and Pokemon Ranger. And this
crap.
Is the round of anything goes. This is my little bit of not TCG trivia in here.
Okay.
All right.
So this is still 864?
Yes, it's still 864. You can get the +2 for multiple answers. If you think you know all of the answers, type me the answer instead of saying all of them out loud, just for integrity. If you want to do a shot at it. You don't lose any points, but just don't throw a bunch of answers against the wall and hope you get all of them. We all respect our time here. All right.
Absolutely.
Paradox Pokemon. So, all of the Paradox Pokemon have their Paradox form name. So, like, Donphan has Great Tusk and Iron Treads or whatnot. Like, Volcarona has Slither Wing and all that stuff. Like, we can go on and on. Koridon and Maridon have Paradox names that are not just Koridon and Maridon. If you went to class in school, you would learn these names in Scarlet and Violet. So what are the Paradox names for either Koridon or Maridon? If you can give me either, you can get the points. If you give me both, you can get the +2. Skylock that in like 3 seconds.
I even did the class. I passed them all. I wasn't so proud of myself.
The teacher would go to school.
Yeah, I loved it. It was so much fun. Biology class.
Nikhil, how many points are you using? You sent me an answer. I'm not going to say if it's right or wrong yet.
What are my options again?
8, 6, and 4. And you get a +2 if you get it.
Lock in the 8, baby.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Yeah, we're waiting on you, Kevin. You're the slowpoke here.
I literally can't even think of a bad answer here.
You can't even think of a bad Paradox name.
I played this was a Maridon trivia. Version, right? And so Maridon's
that's
a
Violet.
Future. Sure, Violet. Why not? The future Pokemon are all iron. And so I'm going to put...
You're halfway there.
4 points on... Iron Wheels. Lock it in.
Okay.
Oh, you're not even going to tell me I'm wrong right away?
You are wrong.
Okay, good.
I was fine.
And then I will do both Sky and Nikhil a favor, not make them both say it out loud. They both got it. They both got both. So Koridon's name is Winged King, and Maridon's name is Iron Serpent. So,
are you sure that was in the class?
Yeah.
Shout out to my club at school, because that was a trivia question for our fall semester trivia we did
in
December.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I also saw a post about that the other day. So
I think it's in the history class of the the school that you're in, whatever game you're in.
Just like real school, that was the class I had to retake, so that would make sense then.
It's okay, buddy. All right. Pokemon and fighting games. So... name two to get the regular amount of the 4 to get the +2 Pokemon that have appeared as playable characters in the Super Smash Brothers franchise, the Pokken Tournament franchise, and Pokemon Unite. There are 4 total Pokemon that have overlap of all 3 of those series. I need you to give me 2 of them for the normal credit and then 4 of them for the bonus credit.
Okay.
So if we give you 4 and 2 of them are correct, we still get the points for the 2?
Yeah, I'm not gonna give you double or nothing.
Okay.
I'll let you shoot your shot for the bonus, but if you get 2, I'll give you the points.
I have 2. It was
Unite, sure.
Pokken. Oh, no, I have 3. I have 3. Okay. Wait, I can do this. I can do this.
3 right now.
I
have 2.
I've played too much Smash Bros. Not to get this.
I'm trying to remember who's in Pokken. Sure.
That's what I'm
trying
to remember.
I got this.
There's a lot more Pokemon that I thought were in Pokken that aren't. Because in my head, I'm just like, oh yeah, that makes sense to be in Pokken. And I had to look at the Pokken roster like 5 different times.
this is going to be a guess, but...
Just to make sure, it's none of the Pokemon you can get as like a Pokeball encounter in Smash. This is definitely right.
Assist trophies in Smash, Pokeballs in Smash, and then the helper assist Pokemon in Pokemon do not count. Playable characters only.
I'm putting 8 points on the 4 that I submitted to you.
Okay.
I'm putting six on the four.
I'm putting 6 on the 4 that I just sent to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get to my... Kevin, did you text me?
Yeah. Okay. I can also say what they are if you want.
Kevin, you got all 4.
God, I'm so good at this game.
You got all 4. And Nikhil, you got all 4. Good job. So,
yeah, let's go.
The 4 Pokemon were
you both.
Pikachu, Charizard, Mewtwo, and Lucario. Charizard was playable.
Lucario mains.
Charizard was playable as part of Pokemon Trainer in Brawl, and then they were their own character in Smash 4. Mewtwo was in Melee, and then was DLC in Smash 4. Lucario came out in Brawl. Pikachu's been there forever. They were all in Pokken, and they were all in Unite. So, what did everyone use for that? Kevin?
8.
8. Sky?
6.
Oh, wait. I gotta put 10 points for Kevin, because he got the +2. 6, and then Nikhil used
6.
Okay, great. All right, last one. This one's mean. I love Pokemon Ranger, so
me too. I don't know a lot, but I love the games.
They're never coming back,
and that makes me so sad. But they're
I know, right?
And you can't even emulate them well because you can't do this on your computer. All right. So, give me 1 for the base credit of the 3 for the full credit. Starter partner Pokemon that are options in Pokemon Ranger Shadows of Almia. That's the 2nd one.
Okay.
There are 3 starters you can choose from at the beginning of the game. You can recruit different partners throughout the game, but there are 3 that you start with. You can give me 1 of the 3 for your base credit, and then all 3 for your total credit.
I don't think I'm going to get the 3rd one.
I'm getting
I think I know 2
one.
Of them. I'm almost certainly getting 1.
I'm getting 0, but I'll still try.
Okay. My logic here is it's going to be, because I know what game, like what generation this came out in, I'm just going to logic myself into a Pokemon I feel like it would be, based on the generation it is.
I would say that's a good instinct. I'll give that to everyone. That's a good train of thought.
Probably less of a hint
for Sky than it is for Kevin, but
I don't know the generation, and I don't know anything about generations 3 through 6. They're all the same generation to me, even though I played them all.
This is a horrible spot to be in.
This guy is so old.
I played them all, but I played them all way after they came out, like in a row, and so it means nothing to me.
Time from like 2002 to now.
I'm just gonna input 1. I cannot remember 3 for the life of me.
I am gonna put 4 points on Eevee. That feels safe.
Let's go.
Or 6 points. 6 points on Eevee.
You haven't used your 6. All right. Eevee is not a correct answer. Sky messaged me and said Minun. I regret to let you know that I'm pretty sure that Minun was one of the starters in the previous game.
In the first one.
Yeah, you backtracked.
Why? Because I remembered the Minun Plusles, so my logical answer was the electric rodent of Gen 4. Was I right?
Pachirisu is one of the starters.
Oh.
Yeah. The other two were Bidoof and Starly. It was just... it was a mismatch of irrelevant Gen 4 basics that you could.
Whoa! Bidoof is not irrelevant. That thing won worlds.
Bidoof is very relevant.
Bidoof.
Pachirisu also won worlds at VGC, so
that's true.
Knows so many HMs. All right. What?
I haven't played Shadows of Almia in a while, so I remember Minun and Plusle from the first one and Pichu from the third one, but not the middle.
Yeah,
I remember Plusle and Minun because I like wiped so many times in the original Pokemon Ranger. I just kept going back to where you only have your starter, and I just remembered those two. And that's how I logic. I was like, it's got to be the electric rodent.
I've never touched the game once.
They're very fun. If you have a DS, if you have a DS, it's worth your time.
I do.
Except I'm gonna don't play the original Pokemon Ranger because they realized that their original catching mechanic was really bad. So just start with the second one.
It's fine.
So in the original Pokemon Ranger, a Pokemon you have to like spin around like 20 times or something if you want to catch it. Like some of them are low. Like some of them is like 5, but then the hardest ones are 30. And you have to spin it super fast because if your chain breaks at any point, you have to restart at the 30. In Shadow of Almia and Guardian Signs, there's like a experience system. So it's like I could do 3 spins here and 3 spins there and 3 spins there and then eventually catch it. And it's not like consecutive. But that's free and not related to the trivia at all. So we're coming into our halftime category. We have there's definitely some more involved categories after, so stay tuned. The halftime, this is going to be the first one you're going to want your note sheet for.
Mm.
So Pokemon, as a their trading card game, definitely likes to inspire themselves based off of past things. They like to bring back the past a lot of like, oh, people like this kind of archetype. We're going to do something similar to it again. So you get 1 point for each correct answer. And then if you get all of these answers, you get a much larger total. So it's +1 per each correct answer, but if you get all of them, it's 20 points. So I would like you to give me, as this car, honestly, it sounds like a helicopter or something goes by. I hope that didn't go through. I'd like you to give me the 3 Pokemon with the attack Night March, the 4 Pokemon with the attack Lost March, the 4 Pokemon with the attack Mad Party, and the 3 Pokemon with the attack United Wings.
Oh, this is so sick.
Oh my gosh, okay. This is so many.
So, you don't. I'm not going to have everyone read them out loud. I'm going to read them off. You're just going to score yourself and tell me what you got. Yes.
So you said...
Night March?
Keep the numbers again.
Yeah, there's just the numbers.
3 with Night March, 4 with Lost March, 4 with Mad Party, and 3 with United Wings. They are all attacks that do damage based off of how many Pokemon you have with this attack, either in your discard pile or your Lost Zone. So that's the theme. One of these has been significantly better than the other 3.
Oh, absolutely. Although I did lose to one of them on stream.
That is true.
You were set up to lost. Fail. Let's just be honest. You didn't. That ball
it's
was not
lost party or lost marcher, whatever it's called.
I can't remember the 4th lost marcher.
That is the hard one. The 4th lost marcher is the hardest one. I cannot tell you why yet.
I remember 3 of them, and I think I have the last one wrong. like the 4th one.
Name? Oh,
wait. There's how many mad partiers?
There are 4 mad partiers.
4? Are you sure there's not 2?
I know
there are 4 mad partiers.
There are 4.
Oh, no, I got this. No,
all right, I got all of them.
I don't.
Man's not up on his Alice in Wonderland lore.
I'm still working on it.
Wait, do they all fit? Oh, they do all fit into the lore. So,
they do.
None of them are cats. Are any of them cats? None of them are cats. Why isn't Glammeow a mad partier? That would have been perfect. Or Perugly?
Why didn't you just say Pokemon with Caterday instead of Lost March? I know those ones.
isn't Caterday... Caterday's not, like, in your discard pile. That's just, like, the Persian has...
No, but, like, it's just a random, like, shared attack that has a benefit that I remember all of the ones of for some reason.
300 Pokemon with the attack round. Go.
I know.
Quick aside, I think one of the funniest things that I was listening to a game next to me at a regional, and it was United Wings. There's no spoilers in this. It was United Wings against whatever. Who cares? The opponent of United Wings, like the other player, was counting the damage, and they're like, "Oh, you miscalculated. Like, there's this one. They're like, the Squawk ability doesn't have the United Wings attack. Like, but is a bird." Oh my god, it was so good.
Imagine if Pokemon was just like, does 10 damage times the number of Pokemon in your discard pile with wings.
With wings, how do you qualify what a wing is?
The compendium is just looking at Slitherwing being like, what do we do here?
Yeah, like if does Corynon count as a Pokemon with wings?
Yeah.
Dunsparce count?
Does
We got to call the flavor judge for this one. All right. Does everyone have answers down that they feel comfortable with?
I have three of each. That's as good as it's going to get.
One.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say 30 more seconds before we wrap this one.
Oh, that's just going to make how many United Wings are there?
Three.
Oh, I got all those. Okay. Okay.
Who is the who's the fourth Lost Marcher?
You're going to hate yourself when I say it. Is the
No, thing. I think I remember the hard to remember one. I think I'm actually forgetting one of the ones in like the easy to remember ones.
There were only two attackers that were worth anything, right?
And three at some point.
There were that's true, and I have that third one.
Yeah.
All right. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead and just like check off your answers as you go through. The three Pokemon with Night March were Joltik, Lampent, and Pumpkaboo.
Easy.
The four Pokemon with Lost March, I'm going to start with the easy ones. It's Natu.
Natu!
Jumpluff. Yeah, Jumpluff. And then Cottonee. And then the fourth one is Whimsicott.
Because I miss Natu.
I forgot that the Whimsicott had Lost March.
How did you forget about Natu, Kevin?
I don't remember in which order, but one of the either the Whimsicott or Cottonee was not printed in the same set as the other three. They were just like, oh, hey, we're going to put another Lost Marcher in this set.
Yeah, I forgot that the Whimsicott existed because I only remember the Cottonee.
Yeah. I don't remember the order of which one.
The Cottonee was the one printed later.
Yeah, I think the Cottonee was printed later. Either way,
and
there you go.
I remember that. And I just...
the four Mad Partiers are Bunnelby, Poltegeist, Dedenne, and Mr. Rhyme.
I forgot to
Kevin's kicking himself. You missed the Dedenne. And then the three Pokemon with unified wings are Murkrow, Wattrol, and Flamigo. So, Sky, how many of those did you... You missed one, it sounds like?
Yes.
All right. Nikhil, did you get all of them? You looked excited.
I got them all.
All right, take that 20 points and run. Kevin, what'd you get?
I got 12.
All right. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right.
I only know the Whimsicott and Cottonee because I somehow lost to a Lost March post DCE rotating by someone playing the supporter that searches for fairy energy and Lost Marching me with the Whimsicott.
It's like Mina?
Mina? Yep.
I got Mina.
No way.
I'm not joking.
Get wrecked, nerd.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Was it at least a full art Mina? No.
It was just a normal Mina.
All right, point update coming into halftime. And just for our viewers at home, that was 1 point for each one you got right. And if you got all 14 of them, you got 20 points. So if you're keeping score at home, that was that. Kevin is at 38 points.
That's got to be first
Sky is at 49 points.
That's close.
And Nikhil has not missed a question and is at 78 points.
It's so over.
Guy unfortunately tanked the middle round, but that's okay. It's just for fun.
I didn't know anything in the middle round.
It's okay.
Are you looking for temporal forces, or do you want to go shiny hunting with some Paldean Fates? Well, be sure to check out tabletopvillage.com and use code MELLOW5 to get 5% off your order for temporal forces, Paldean Fates, or any other product, sleeve, etc. that you are looking for. Not only does it support the podcast and you get some good cards, but you are helping out a family-owned Pokemon first business as well. Again, tabletopvillage.com, code MELLOW and the number 5, M-E-L-L-O-W, and the number 5. Anyway, back to the show.
So this is our speed round. So if everyone wants to go to that browser application I sent you, there are each of these questions. It's just going to be the fastest to buzz in is the person that gets the points. That's if you miss, you don't lose points. But if you, the next person gets a chance to go. Everyone understand?
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to try to do this somewhat quick in the spirit of the speed round. Keep everyone on their toes a little bit. So I actually should probably just write down score instead of flipping back and forth between my score tab. I guess I could keep score on this electric bill that's right here that I should probably pay. So
I'm doing mine on a dentist bill, so it's fine.
Ooh, okay, okay. Have you paid said dentist bill?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
I'm such a good adult.
Okay. So after I read each question, I'm going to hit this start button, and then you can either hit the space bar or just the big button that says buzz, and it'll let you buzz in. And I don't know if I muted it, so we're going to find out real quick. All right. Number one. There's 12 total. What two megas have appeared on GX cards? All right, Sky first.
Oh, no shot!
Megalopony and Mega Tyranitar. Wait, sorry, no!
That is incorrect. Eevee?
It's Megalopony and Mega Sableye.
That I got the correct. Wrong one! No!
It is mean that they put two Megas on there. Or two Pokemon that could be Megas.
Both Pokemon can Mega, yeah.
Alright, the clutch throw from Sky to get Nikhil that point. Alright.
Not like this.
Still a perfect record. Sky, this is your fault.
Okay, I have to hit reset and clear buzzers. Okay.
Gotcha.
Number two. What Pokemon has the Poke Body Insight? Magikarp?
I'm gonna go with Alakazam.
That is incorrect.
Insight.
Yeah, this is not a thing I've ever heard before.
You've definitely heard it.
Okay, to be fair, a body is passive, right?
Two, one, yeah. All right, time. It is Yanmega Prime. It's the only Pokemon to have that Pokemon.
No.
All right. Okay. No points for that one. All right. Number three, who won Worlds in Masters TCG in 2018? Nikhil.
Robin Schultz.
That's correct.
Why am I so slow at this?
I don't know why I was so slow at that.
Number four, what is the age minimum for juniors?
Oh, what?
Kevin.
Six.
Incorrect. Eevee?
Wait, no. Nikhil? Check the updated rule book. I disagree.
Oh, yeah, actually, in the updated rulebook, it's six.
Yeah, that was this season they updated it.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Isn't it because someone entered their kid?
Yeah, Alessandro entered his, like, literal infant, and they updated it. I remember because Brian was upset he couldn't enter Cyrus into juniors.
I'll give you the points. Yeah. I literally thought there wasn't one, because until the past while, there hasn't been.
Just be, can you read?
Okay, Kevin, get your three points in.
We thank Alessandro Cremascole for entering his three-month-old child into Barcelona SPE or something like that.
Just scoop every round. All right, there you go. All right, number five. What was the first Pokemon to have the Pokepower let loose?
Why am I so slow?
That is Giratina.
Correct. You successfully did not say Marshadow.
Yeah, no, I was about to, and then I was like, nope, it's Giratina.
I did say Pokepower, just to be generous. All right, next. What ancient trait did Mega Sceptile have? Nikhil.
I'm going to say Omega Shield.
That is incorrect. Sky.
I'm just gonna go with Thetamax.
It is not Thetamax.
I had it and then it slipped my brain.
No.
So
the answer is obviously Delta Heal.
That is incorrect. The attack healed, so that's where you're thinking that. It's Theta Stop. It prevents the effects of abilities done to that Pokemon.
I knew that.
That's the one that Baltoy has, because you used to use Baltoy to counter Shiftry in the 5 minutes that was legal.
Alright. Number six, seven. What set first introduced Ace Specs? Nikhil.
Boundaries Crossed.
That is correct.
Let's go.
I didn't know that one.
Number eight. What YouTuber with his beatbox intro created the Prophet series? Nikhil.
Jay Witz.
It is Jay Witz.
That's such a great intro, dude.
I love that so much, and I just didn't buzz in fast enough.
As soon as you said beatbox, I buzzed.
Yeah. I didn't realize it if I didn't. The start starts the timer. I guess it doesn't start the.
Oh, gotcha.
I guess you just buzz in any time. All right. Number nine. How many Virizion Genesect decks made top eight at the 2014 World Championships? Kevin.
Five.
That is correct.
Let's go.
I'm really throwing this round. Jeez.
I'm going to catch up to you, Sky.
Pyroar came out and everyone was like, VG's dead, we could never play this deck again, and then five made top eight and it was a VG mirror in finals.
Yeah, it's like, have you read G Booster?
Yeah. Or just like, just people just didn't play it because it was not consistent. You just didn't have good stuff in that format to set up. All right, number 10. What is the second attack on the Plasma Freeze Thunderous EX. Sky.
I believe it's Thunderous Noise.
That is correct. Bring it on. That.
What's the first attack that apparently everyone knows?
Raiden Knuckle.
Okay.
I was actually playing in an online tournament against Dustin Zimmerman himself, and I announced Thunderous Noise.
You got the noise! I tried to use Thunderous Noise so much playing that deck, and it just doesn't, you never get four energy on it.
It almost never happens.
It never happens. All right.
Landorus, no way.
Number 11. Who won NAIC back-to-back years in 2018 and 2019? Nikhil.
Stefan Ivanov.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And
I watched that happen both times.
Last question. As of recording, what was the latest set to have dual-type Pokemon? Not with an ability. Sky?
I believe it's Steam Siege.
That is correct. All right.
Good really? Job.
Yep.
They
print a lot of, like, if this Pokemon has a metal energy attached to it, it's also a metal type, but they haven't done a Pokemon that actually was
has both types
for a while. Evan got 2, which nets him 6 points. Sky got 3, which is 9 points. And Nikhil got 5 for 15 points.
So the rich get richer.
It's all over.
All right. Round number 2 of the second round. I guess I should have said that better. So this is name 5. So this is where your piece of paper matters. Viewers, if you want to do this, you can set a timer or I'll try to call out time, but this is how we're going to do this. This is not going to be a speed competition against each other. This is just a speed competition between you against the clock. So I'm going to make a fake category. Let's say that it's name 5 legendary Pokemon. If you can get 5 legendaries faster than 20 seconds, you get 10 points. If you can do it faster than 30 seconds, you get 7 points. And if you, whatever you have at 30 seconds, you get 1 point per 1.
Okay.
The catch of this is, if you think you got a little bit of extra time, the person with the most unique answers gets a bonus 3 points. So, like, if you can put a bunch of obvious ones down, but if you think you know some that are a little bit less obvious, you can include those in and get a uniqueness bonus. And if 2 people tie, I'm allowed to subject myself to the weirder answer to give that person a bonus point. Sound good?
Sounds good.
How do we confirm the fact that we got it in insert time period?
So the same website that you just used, when I hit the start timer, it should show up for you. Mm-hmm. And that's just how I'll... So when you finish, you can just look up and see it. Okay, I finished it and it didn't say 10 seconds left, right? Like, you get the idea. All right. So our first category, everyone got their writing utensils ready? All right, awesome. Name 5 Fire GX Pokemon.
Oh, yo, I got this. Wait, do I got this? I got this.
There were a lot of good ones, but that's where the uniqueness metric comes in.
No. I got the good ones are the unique ones, because these people are going to think of these trash Pokemon.
All right, have 15 seconds left.
I got the 5 best.
All right. 10 seconds left. Everyone got theirs?
Yeah.
Nikhil looks unsatisfied.
No, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Is that just your RBF?
I'm ready to cook Kevin face. Okay. It's my ready Kevin's losing face.
All right.
I literally cannot catch up to you.
You'll be fine. All right. So, Kevin, start with your 5 GX Pokemon that you list. Your name, 5 Fire GX Pokemon that you listed.
Turtonator, Reshizard, Breakzard, Makargo, and Blaziken.
All right. Awesome. Good job. Guy?
Incineroar, Reshiram, Reshizard, Flareon, Charizard.
Yes, that's 5. And then Nikhil?
I've got Volcarona, I've got Flareon, I've got Heatran, I've got Reshiram, and I have Turtonator.
All right, good stuff. I think that everyone tied on uniqueness there. But
what
how
about
fast?
Incineroar?
I meant in terms of like number of answers different from other players. But if you want to do it based off of like, hey, we think that person had the most unique answers, we can do it that way.
It's fine. No, we'll I would say.
Did everyone get that in 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll give Sky those bonus 2 points for uniqueness. There you go.
I definitely round forgot there was two. A fire in Cineroar, so I'll co-sign that.
Cinnamon base, baby.
It's in the cube when we do the EX expansion. It is not good.
No, it is not.
It's like 10 so points money for all of your fire bench Pokemon or something. It's really bad.
It's so bad.
A all dark right. one, though. You Zoro Ninja the dark one out, and then you accelerate the energy, so you do more damage dark with the Zoro Ninja. Now we're talking. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Totally worth it.
Tested number that for worlds. Not good.
Name five Masters players that have won a IC.
Oh, bro. Easy. This isn't easy. Oh, no. What's that? I got this. No, we're good.
Oh, this is going to be the least unique answers in human history.
Look, we all right. said Tord. Let's just admit it.
That's the 20 seconds.
I'm just getting a five. Like, just any five.
Yeah, just get your five and run. Okay,
Or
Kevin.
None of you said Tord, so I actually get the bonus unique point for being ununique. Anyway, Tord Reklev, Michael Pramwat, Azul Garcia-Griego, Cyrus Davis, Pedro Eugenio Torres.
All right, that is five. Good stuff. Sky, what do you got?
I went with Puka Sukovic, Alex Szymanski, Tord Reklev, Cyrus Davis, and Jason Kluzinski.
Puka won a Nationals. I did say an IC.
Let's go. Okay, well, I'm catching up to second over. Place.
Okay, it's so over. All right, I got too caught up in that. Repeat what you said.
Puka, and then Alex, Tord, Cyrus, and Jason, which is also a Nationals.
Oh, that is a Nationals. Ah, you cooked yourself on knowing
too much. In my search for uniqueness, I went for Nationals, and I screwed it up.
Yeah. All right, Nikhil, what you got?
So I've got Danny Altavia.
Yes.
Isaiah Williams.
Yes,
2019 OCIC. I've got Yuho, the most recent LAIC winner. Yes. I've got Pedro, and then I've got Gustavo Wada.
Good stuff. Yes. And I think you definitely earn yourself that uniqueness one.
Scam.
At the beginning of the cast, I said I was going to throw, and I threw.
I bet you there's probably some viewer that's crushing the kill right now. So just.
Oh, I'm getting cooked for sure by some guy.
Oh, yeah.
There's always someone that's better.
Have you missed enough points to be losing? Like, have you actually missed?
I missed a couple in the speed round, I guess.
Yeah. The speed round was, and he missed the full points on the ranger question.
Yeah, oh, I get the ranger question 100%. So, yeah.
All right,
and they can hit uniqueness points on this.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. They, if you're more unique, you know, and if you're not, then you also. That's the honor system we go by in this household.
I can't believe I did that to myself.
Okay. Number three, name five. Oh, I need to reset the buzzer or the timer. Name five stadiums with a secret rare. Go.
Yo, only playing secret rares is paying off.
The stadiums look too good. They're so good.
They do. I started buying them to collect, and then it was like, no, I actually want to use these.
Yeah. I'm glad that there's some of them in the cube that I'm able to use. That is now the 20-second timer. Mm-hmm. Nikhil throws his hands up.
Yep.
Are we supposed to do
Sky's
that?
Done?
Yeah, I'm done too.
No, I'm just doing that because.
Yeah.
Because you're a cheater.
The viewer is not going to see him relish in celebration, or the listener. So I got
it. The YouTube viewers will see it.
Yeah, I'm doing my Jeff Probst impression, except I'm not a silver fox yet. All right. Kevin, what did you get?
Yeah, so we started off with the two I'm playing in my cup tomorrow, which is Collapse and Artisan.
Hey, no leaks, except by the
time this is coming out after.
Also,
everyone knows I'm playing Charizard. It should be very obvious by now.
Collapse and Artisan, you're playing Gardevoir.
The one I played at Worlds.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, I guess that's true. One I played at Worlds, which is a training court. The one I played in Vancouver, which is Path to the Peak. And the one that I kept trying to get to work and never did, which is Gape Jaw Bog.
All right, good. Did you get that in 20 seconds?
Yeah.
All right. Sky, what did you get?
I went with Artisan, Viridian Forest, Giant Hearth.
Oh, old ones.
Jubilife Village, and Brooklyn Hill.
You gotta have some good stuff to get that uniqueness point, because I feel like Sky's gonna take that one. What do you got, Nikhil?
I also have Jubilife, because it's in my cube.
It's gorgeous.
I have Beach Court, I have Power Plant, I have Temple of Sinnoh, and I also have Brooklyn Hill.
Ooh, I think Sky's gonna get the uniqueness point, but good ones overall. The Jubilife art is so good.
It's honestly so sick.
I thought Jubilife was going to get me the uniqueness. I didn't realize the other ones were going to be the ones that pulled me through.
I realized after the 20 seconds, the one I wanted to was the Aether Paradise conversation area.
That would have won you the thing.
Conversation?
It's too many words to write. I was like, I'm not writing that in 20 seconds.
The area where the Aether Paradise employees talk.
Talk, because it's the conversation area.
Exactly.
Yeah, no one ever said that right. I mean, it's conservation, but conversation is so much better.
All right, number four. So I got to be a little bit specific on this one. I'm not going to start the timer as soon as I say it. Name five supporters that search your deck for a trainer. The stipulation is I'm not counting like teammates that could get you a trainer. Okay. I'm counting cards that search for items or stadiums or something. Like, it has to search for a card that says trainer, not like Steven's Resolve that can search your deck for any three cards. Three, two, one, go.
Wait, this is hard. This shouldn't be hard.
It's hard if you go for uniqueness. If you don't go for uniqueness, you can just think about what's in format right now.
Are there enough? I really want to say Opal, but I can't say Opal.
No, because Opal searches for a card.
Opal can get anything.
All right, that is the 20-second window.
I'm embarrassed. I can't get five. Oh, no. What's wrong with me?
This list I had to do manually. It was a pain.
Oh, I got this.
This is a fun one.
Okay, we got five. Not fast.
But... All right. That was on the fence. We'll count it. Kevin, what five do you have?
So we got our girl Skyla, right?
Yep.
Too obvious. But then Arvin, Irida, Volkner, Ball Guy.
Yes. Good stuff. Sky, what do you got?
I have Cyrus's Conspiracy.
Yes.
What is that?
Scott.
It searches for it's the
Scott. I put Scott.
I got Scott. Oh,
Scott is such a good one. I love that guy.
So Scott, Irida, Arvin, Guzma, and Hala.
Yes, Guzma and Hala does search there. Yes. All right. Nikhil, what do you get?
Also have Scott.
Scott.
I have Volkner. I have Karina. I have Irida, and I have Skyla.
I think Sky is going to take the uniqueness points again.
Dude, I thought I had it with Scott. I'm so mad.
Do you want to know the one that someone would... I think you would have instantly won if you got this one. Kara Liss. Search your deck for two.
Oh, that's such a banger.
No way.
That's such a banger, too.
So the list, which I'll go through, you got Arvin, Irida, Peony, searches for two trainer cards, Skyla, Ball Guy, Kara Liss, Rosa... Rosa, you can get a trainer with Rosa. Guzman Hala, Misty's Favor, which is Scott again, but it's a new one. Then
can't
Scott.
Stadiums.
Can't search stadiums. Very important.
Yeah. Then Scott, Relic Hunter, Greens Exploration,
Greens,
Volker,
Mello. Come on, man.
I love Greens.
And you got Apricorn Maker, the Ball Guy Nerf, Karina, Department Store Girl. I don't even remember what it does. I just remember looking through the list. I was like, yes, that counts. Alyssa, the first one that searches for tools. Cyrus's Conspiracy, Fossil Excavator, Castaway, and Traveling Salesman.
Everyone I knew Castaway. I could have gotten that.
So you had a lot. And Pokemon, hey, they really like to do the item and a thing now, which is, it's fun. I had to, I put Piers on the list and then took Piers off and then put it on. And I just couldn't remember.
Yo, so did my brain.
Pierce does not grab a trainer.
Yeah, and then regular Steven searches for trainers, but Steven's Resolve would not count because that just gets any card. All right, how fast did everyone get that one? Did everyone get that in the 10-second window or the 20-second window?
Yeah.
No, I was at 30 seconds.
All right.
I'm making up for, with my uniqueness score, I'm making up for the fact that I named two nationals instead of IT.
If we weren't going to be a stickler on 59 level X's in your deck, then we were not going to be sticklers about this, but we picked our lane, so I'm sticking it in.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Also, because there's going to be the guy in the comments, actually, that's not how this works.
Evie, that's literally that you.
Shut up, Kevin.
All right, this is one that you really want to try for uniqueness on because it's pretty simple. If you don't, name five V-Star powers. Go.
Oh my gosh. No one can name five of these.
Are you kidding me?
I totally can.
There's like five that are good and standard.
I've literally only said two of them. Like ever.
Oh.
I'm not counting the tools.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay,
now...
I have one now. Thanks.
Okay, I will give you time back for that. I guess I should have.
What have I played before?
I will give you time to not just sit there and remember what all the tools were.
I am going to lock in a really ununique one for my fifth and be done.
That's the first window.
I'm embarrassed by this one.
I got it in the first window. I was having a discussion with people about this at dinner at Toronto about unique V-Star powers.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
We got two.
Time. All right. You got two?
I got two.
You only got two?
I have only... All right, hear me out.
Since V-Stars came out,
I have played Arceus, Inteleon Charizard, Lugia, Arceus, and then Charizard EX.
You never went against a Palkia or a Tina?
Oh yeah, but is that a V-Star power? That's an attack.
No, that's a V-Star power.
I forgot Star Requiem existed. I literally just thought of decks I played, and I've said Star Alchemy and I've said Starbirth and nothing else.
Evan.
Oh, and Summoning Star. I did say that once. So look,
I actually forgot about that one, and
I gotta get it together. Okay,
I got Starbirth and Summoning Star, and I did write Star Alchemy. I got the correct name for the one you took away from me.
That's fine. Okay. It's not Forest
Uniqueness Stone. Points.
All right, Sky, what did you get?
All right, so I have Star of Fortune, Decidueye, Ember Star, Simisear.
What's a Simisear?
Unknown. I got Star Cypher for Unknown, Moon Cleave Star for Hisuian Samurott, and Summoning Star for Lugia in the Interest of Time.
My gosh. I forgot four of those cards existed.
Okay. I'm pretty proud of my five. My first one was Star Portal. I don't know why that was the first one that came to my mind. I've got Draconic Star, which I've pulled three Dragonite V-Stars over.
Ayo, that's pretty good.
Star Blaze from my boy, the Charizard. I've got Star Crystal from the Glaceon, I believe. And then I have Star Abyss, which is Darkrai.
Ooh, this is really close, but I think Sky takes it again.
Give it to Sky, Simisear and the Unknown pull.
Simisear
and Unknown is a crazy pull.
Because like I said, I was talking about this in Toronto and I was quizzing people on like obscure V-Star powers and I'm like, Ember Star, Star Cypher.
I'm surprised nobody said Star Rondo. That was the Mawile that everyone thought busted because it's Guzma. That was like, when I was doing this, I was like, okay, you've got the four Sinnoh legendaries and then Star Rondo. And Lugia didn't even cross my mind. It was like the Mawile.
I forgot about Star Kronos.
Star Kronos was one of those. Yeah. Oh yeah, they're not gonna remember Star Kronos. Not this one. Okay. So, I'm gonna be honest, viewer, listener, this is gonna be probably one of the harder ones for you to participate in, but just do your best when it comes to keeping your own score. I couldn't really think of a solution for how the viewer could score themselves for this one. So the way that this category works, and I got to shout out the Drew Too Many podcast because they did a question similar to this on their trivia section. And I was like, this is a lot of fun. I want to do this with more cards. I'm going to give the players a card that has been reprinted numerous times. We're going to go in order from player to player and we'll switch who starts each round, naming a card or a set that card has been from, that was printed in. So if Kevin says Scarlet and Violet for one of the cards, Sky can no longer say Scarlet and Violet, and then whatever Sky says, Nikhil cannot say it. And we'll switch who goes first, so like the advantage is tipped, not like to the same person every time. So you get points for each round you stay in the game. So if Kevin stays in the game three rounds, he gets one for naming the first card, two for naming the second card, three for naming the third card, whatever.
Three is a lofty goal.
There's a lofty goal.
I can't even name nine sets. Like,
so if you guess wrong or you pass, you're eliminated from that round. But across all three rounds total, you get one revive. So if you're like, oh, I can't remember if it was like Scarlet Violet or like Obsidian Flames or whatever, you can like guess one and be like, okay, wait, no, that's the other one. I want to stay, like, if you feel confident that you have some more in you for that round. And you can choose, I'll remind you of that revive when you mess up at some point. So,
can we ask you if a set has been named already, or do we have to memorize
it? I will put them in the chat.
Cool.
So that way we can, you can see the log. And I got to kind of mark them off in front of me here too. So Kevin, you're going to start on the first card and then we'll change the order. The first card is Ultra Ball. So name a set with any printing of the card Ultra Ball.
Sun and Moon Base.
All right. Sky, name a card, name a set with any printing of Ultra Ball.
Scarlet and Violet.
All right, good job. I'm going to shorthand the sets so I'm not typing
really
long names.
I'm going to go ahead and lock in the OG Gold Ball Plasma Freeze.
That is correct. All right, back to you, Kevin, at the top.
Burning Shadows.
That is incorrect. Do you want to revive here and get back in this round, or do you want to pass?
I wasn't joking when I said I only know like 9 sets. I'm going to pass. I don't know.
So does that mean, do you want to save that revive?
I'll save it. Yeah, I have no idea.
So Kevin's going to pass for now. Sky, what you got?
Shining Legends.
That is correct. Nikhil, what you got?
Fates Collide.
That is correct.
Sky. Flashfire.
That is correct.
Dark Explorers.
That is correct. The first printing of Ultra Ball. My reverse Ultra Balls from that set are so warped. It's not even funny. I literally just put Ultra Ball down. Dark Explorer. yes, Ultra Ball from the set. Ultra Ball.
Ultra Ball.
Sky, you're up.
Crown Zenith.
That is correct.
I was going to say that one.
Really, really testing my set code knowledge here to see what abbreviations I know.
Brilliant Stars.
That is correct. Sky?
Oh, I'm trying to remember which one Kevin said for his first one.
There are three left.
Oh, you said Sun and Moon Base? Okay, Roaring Skies.
That is correct.
Plasma Blast.
That is also correct.
Oh, so, shoot.
This is the last one. So,
this is on the wire.
I know this one too, I think.
Oh, God. Okay.
How do you two know any of these?
I've played for all of these releases. That's
for the viewers. This is as of recording. So don't get mad if in 2025 you're listening to this episode and you're like, what's Jamal got reprinted in Temporal Fates or whatever? Like, don't hit me with that.
What?
Or Temporal
what
Force.
Bonus sets are there? Like, I guess I'll just take a shot in the dark and go with, like, Breakpoint.
It's not in Breakpoint. Nikhil, you got it?
Is it in Paldean Fates?
It is in Paldean Fates.
No! I was hoping on today! No!
Literally had to update my list for this today.
That's so funny.
I was, like, double-checking. Because, like, I looked on the... when I was, like, picking cards that were in enough sets, I was like, okay, Ultra Ball's been in a lot of sets. And then I went to type it in my computer, and I was like, I remember there being one... Like, I don't remember the exact total, but I was like, this was not the right amount. And then I looked at the set code, and it was in there. Okay, so... Kevin stayed in for one round, and then...
Let's go, Kevin.
Let's go. Yeah, that's pretty good.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10...
I should have got Crown Zenith. That one's...
So... The first, it was 1, 2, 3, and then Kevin got out, and then 2, 3, 4, 5. So Sky stayed in 5 rounds, so that's 15 points. Nikhil stayed in 6 rounds, so that's 21 points. All right.
This guy.
The second card, and we're going to start with Sky this time. We'll go Sky, Nikhil, okay. Kevin. The second card is Rare Candy.
I'm going to start off with...
Oh. Any set the Rare Candy's in.
I'm going to start off with Scarlet and Violet.
All right.
No. I wanted that one.
I'm taking the easy ones first.
I know that you know more sets than Scarlet Violet, buddy.
I know.
I'm going for a classic. I love the gold version, so I'm going to go Plasma Blast.
That is correct.
Okay, you left me the optimal art, so thank you. Pokemon Go.
You think the Pogo one is
this
optimal
guy is so
one?
Weird. It's so good. The other two, the other ones look the exact same. They're all the same art, except the Pokemon Go.
I'm just putting this out there. Kevin also only eats cottage cheese for breakfast, so like all of his takes are just garbage. Let him be. It's all right, chat. All right.
The Pokemon Go one is definitely cool because it's unique. But to say that it's the best rare candy art,
you're just wrong.
Plus ratio.
Played it in Portland. I'm gonna play it again in Vancouver. I played it in Sacramento. It is the best rare candy art.
Okay. Congrats. You've all made it to round two. Sky, what you got?
I'm going to go with Sun and Moon.
That is correct. Nikhil?
I'm going to go with the artwork that I used to use until my reverse ones got too warped. I'm going to go Great Encounters.
That is correct. I think that's... Oh, yeah. I think it's GRE, but I'm not going to put that.
Is that a set that actually exists? Like, I've legitimately never heard of that.
Cosmic Power Clay Doll's in that set, buddy.
That's the Clay Doll set.
Okay.
Heaven is up.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Primal Clash.
That is correct.
Let's go!
I hate that art. That art makes me mad.
Yeah, because it's worse than Pokemon Go. Yeah.
Alright, Sky.
I'm gonna go with the one that... I'm going to go with Celestial Storm.
That is correct.
I'm going to go with a classic. I'm going to go with Heart Gold Soul Silver Unleashed.
That is correct. Ooh. I was worried that you were just going to say Heart Gold Soul Silver.
I was trying to say the whole block.
I was going to go with Undaunted on that one, so I was going to get it wrong.
Oh, okay, good. Kevin, there are like 9 more left.
Yeah, I know them all, so it's fine. I'm trying to think of which one is the best one to pick here.
Yeah, which one are they going to know so that you can save the one that you also remember?
I'm going to go, it's got to be right eventually, Burning Shadows.
It was not in Burning Shadows.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for putting that in the chat.
Yeah. Well, they gotta know, hey, it's information for everyone. It'll help me keep track of
points. Ren just keeps guessing Burning Shadows.
Round one, Burning Shadows. All right, Sky.
I'm gonna go with, so that Nikhil doesn't get this from memory, I'm gonna go with Sandstorm, Storm was reprinted from.
That's a good one.
Not gonna get there, so.
Good metagaming. All right, next.
I'm gonna go Guardians Rising for the Full Art Gold.
That is correct.
That's true.
The gold was in a different set. All right. Sky?
I'm going to go with Paldean Fates.
It was in Paldean Fates.
How many forget about that? I'm trying to make sure it hasn't been said.
And I'll tell you if it's been said, but I'm not going to tell you if it's right or
wrong. We've not said Sword and Shield base, right?
We have not said Sword and Shield base.
That ugly art.
All right. Yes, it was.
That is my least favorite candy art. That's fine. That
Rare candy was unplayable in that format, so like, who cares?
Yeah.
Intellion deck sometimes played like one rare candy, right?
That's true. And Decidueye did exist.
But nobody used that art because it's bad.
Fair.
Yeah, Pokemon Go existed.
I'm gonna go with Dark Explorers.
That is correct. Nikhil, we've got 5 left.
Don't mess up.
There's 5 left, yeah.
Okay. If it's the same artwork, but it's from... Okay, because...
It doesn't matter if it's the same artwork.
I'm going to go Crown Zenith.
That is correct.
Okay. Oh, if that's correct, then I know another one. I have a shot at another one.
All right, Sky.
I'm probably going to rob that from you by going with Shining Legends.
Not in Shining Legends. Oh, shoot. Do you want to use the revive? There's 4 left.
I can get 1 more point if I use my revive.
You can get points for each round that you're in the game. So, like, if you get this one right, it'd be worth, I think, like, 7 or 8 points.
Yeah. Wait. Give me 1 second to think.
Give me 1 second to open a Google tab and...
No, I'm not opening a Google tab. Hands here, okay? Hands here. I'm trying to remember...
That was me typing. Don't think it was Sky.
Okay. I'm trying to remember the... I had it. It was right there. It's right in my brain. And then I'm just like, well, nope, not anymore. So I think...
So you are using your revive here?
I think I'm not using my revive, honestly.
Okay, so then Nikhil, you got a shot at one more and then the round ends.
Okay. Going with this, I'm going Pop Series 5.
It was in Pop 5.
Excuse me?
I have a friend who opened an ungodly amount of Pop Series 5 packs.
It was also in Pop 8, Emerald, and Holon Phantoms. Those are the three left.
I was trying to think of which set the Holon Phantoms one was from.
I have a Pop Series 5 one. I have a Pop Series 5 one in... Or it wasn't a cube until we took Rick Handy's out of all the Rick Handy's but one out.
So Kevin,
Nikhil got Kevin eight was rounds off of that.
Rounds, and then Rare Candy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then Nikhil lives an extra for 7. If I'm counting right.
Yeah.
I'm all just right. here to make everyone feel good about themselves. That's Thank what you, we're Kevin. Here for.
Wouldn't be the same without you, Kevin. We're having a great time.
All right. Still probably solidly ahead of me because of the extra 13 from this round.
It's okay. Last card, and this round Nikhil starts. Any supporter with the text, discard your hand and draw 7 cards.
Oh, this is fun. I'm going to start with a classic. I'm going to go with Celebrations for the Professor Oak in there.
Oh, that's the one I play. How did I not know that?
Is this the one that it looks like he's smoking a cigarette, but he's really not?
There's the normal it's one, the Oaks. Full art one. It's the one that was actually cheaper to buy the full art Oak than like some research arts.
We all know that he's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, so to be clear, this is just supporters that say.
Yes, you cannot say Hisuian Zoroark V-Star.
And I can't say Professor.
Yeah, can I say base set my turn?
The old guy.
A supporter card with the text, discard your hand and draw 7 cards.
Oh, I was going to say base set next. So, Sword and Shield for Magnolia.
Correct. The fact that we never got a Sonya art with that bothered me.
Same.
I am going to go with Sycamore. Sycamore. Sycamore from Steam Siege. Okay, it's supposed to be sets, right?
Yes, it is sets. all right.
My bad. It's okay. My bad, chat.
That's almost a second throw.
That wasn't a throw. That was just funny. All right.
Oh, so now we get all the Sycamores.
This list is actually shorter than the Rare Candy list. I'm going to be honest.
I figure it is, but
Nikhil, it's your turn.
I mean,
I put Sword and Shield.
Very first. We'll go back to Black and White base set.
Yes, Black and White base set.
What's this current block called? Scarlet Violet. Scarlet Violet base.
This kid.
Like that's it not. I put zero thought into memorizing set symbols or anything like that.
Oh, you're so lucky that I didn't do pictures then, because this is a podcast. You would have been so wrecked with set symbols.
I still have to. I'm going to fill out my Charizard deck list for tomorrow, and I'm still going to look up what Galarian Gallery Manaphy is and what Lumineon is, because I don't know the set symbols.
Nice. Okay. That is Sky's turn.
Okay. Does promo count as a set?
No, promo does not count as a set. I did that to make my life easy. There is a couple that are promos.
Yeah. And then I'll go with Pokemon Go.
Yes, Pokemon Go is correct for the Willow full art, which, funny enough, the Willow base art is the promo. The Willow full art is the one that's in the set. Nikhil.
Was it not Kevin?
No.
No, you led this round.
Oh yeah, I did. We'll go with the other really expensive card in Black and White Plasma Freeze, the Flare Juniper.
That is correct.
Crown Zenith.
That is also correct.
Let's go, Kevin.
We're getting there.
Do you remember which professor's on the Crown Zenith full art? You don't get any points for this. It's just fun.
It's got to be Juniper, right?
It's not Juniper. Like, it's Rowan. It's Professor Rowan.
That's not a professor.
Yes, he is.
Name one video game he's in.
Diamond Pro Platinum.
Diamond Pro Platinum.
That's not a game.
He's like, Diamond's not a color. It can't be a game.
That's. I disagree. I don't remember Rowan. Wait. Is that the one? No, legitimately. Is that the one where the Poochyena's there? Chasing
no,
you?
That's Birch.
No, that's Birch.
Okay. I don't remember Rowan at all then.
Birch does not have a research. Birch has a really bad shovel draw 5.5 cards.
What if he had heads?
Yeah. It's Sky's turn.
All right. So on that note, I'm going to go with the other Rowan, Brilliant Stars.
That's correct.
Good one. That's a banger.
Nikhil.
I'm going to stay in Black and White, and I'm going to go with Dark Explorers Juniper.
That is correct. That's the one that was in the like the Landorus Genesect deck, so everyone had like 100 of these in reverse holo.
They're awesome.
So Sky went for the kill. Because if you haven't noticed, I don't know anything before Sun and Moon. I don't barely know after Sun and Moon. I know.
So I'll give this to everyone. I did sort these by there are three cards that say discard your hand, draw 7. There's one Juniper left. There's three Sycamore's left and three Professor's Researches left.
There's three? No way.
Wait, there's three Researches left?
There are three Professor's Researches left.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Oh no.
So it has to be the first reprint of Juniper, right? Because we add Magnolia into Juniper. And the only logical set for that is, of course, I was really hoping it was going to come to me by the time I said this.
caught me monologuing.
So the set after Brilliant Stars was Palkia set. Palkia set was Astral Radiance. Final answer, Bob.
It was not an Astral Radiance. Do you want to use your revive here?
There's
you might as
no
well.
Reason to save it. So I'm gonna go with how are there three Professor's Reasons? Why do they reprint that card so much?
Can I figured out what they are.
Can I say Prize Pack Series 3? Is that count? Prize Pack Series 3.
They're like promos, so I'm not counting Prize Packs.
Yeah, no, they also have their own set symbols, so it doesn't really count.
Okay.
Yeah,
they retain the original.
That's why that, like, the Professor Sycamore that's in that theme deck with the different art doesn't the other one, because it's still like it's like one of the A's when they started doing those.
Paldean Fates.
It is in Paldean Fates!
You're still in it! Good job!
Paldean Fates ruined all of my lists. It ruined every single list. It had Ultravolt, Rare Candy, and Professor's Research in it.
That's so
funny.
Yeah,
and it just came out today. That's so funny.
Yeah, we should have recorded yesterday, and that way I could have said as of recording, and I would have been right. Wouldn't have had any extra work. Sky.
I am going to go with Shining Fates for Juniper Research.
That is correct.
Oh, no one has said any of these. Oh, I'm so cooking you guys.
There are.
No, I'm not done yet, man. I'm not done.
I am.
Right. I'm going X and Y base for Sycamore. I don't know how we haven't said that.
Oh, wait, did we not say that?
Because I've been going for the researches.
Oh, we did black.
He's trying to eliminate Kevin.
I've been preying on Kevin.
Poor Kevin's about to lose.
All right, Kevin, you got one.
There's one race.
Yeah, one research, two Sycamore, and one Juniper.
Yeah, so everyone knows that it is in Primal Clash.
That is incorrect. Okay. Not in Primal Clash.
Worth a shot.
I'm so sorry, Kevin.
And you use your revive.
I did.
Sky, do you got an answer?
I'm going to take our last Juniper and go with Plasma Blast.
That is correct. And then, Nikhil, you got one?
Yep, I got Phantom Forces Sycamore.
That is correct. There are two more.
I'll take Breakpoint Sycamore.
That is correct. You got the last one to kill. It's a research.
Oh, no shot, bro.
I know what it is.
So we said Shining Fates, right?
You did say Shining Fates.
I'm going to shoot once here, and if it's not this, I'm going to use my revive immediately after. Is it battle styles?
It's not battle styles, so okay. What you got on here?
Then is it the only other collector set I can think of? Champion's Path.
It is Champion's Path. Champion's Path was the last one.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Hate so to see it.
I'm so sorry that we had to pause that round. I just had to go. All right.
I forgot about that garbage card.
Yeah.
So Kevin was in 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yo, let's go. Rounds.
That's 10 points.
We're getting there.
And then.
I don't know why I thought Battle Styles had one.
Yeah, all the Fusion Strike battles. Like, they actually printed good cards during those sets instead of research.
All right.
Yeah, I got through round 5. So
yeah, I really wish that I
round to 6. Yeah.
Really wish I could have held going to the bathroom until this question because it might take you a minute, but I simply could just not. So this is the last question before our final, or this is our final Magikarp. Score is going into our final Magikarp. Kevin is at 97 points.
Let's go. It's an
Sky.
A.
Sky is at 160 points.
Oh my gosh.
And Nikhil is at 215 points.
No, what the hell?
It's so over.
So we're gonna do final Magikarp, and this is how this is gonna work. You can submit a wager, and I know I said something earlier, but I'm gonna take it back. You can go all in if you want, for the sake of the game.
Hello.
Yeah, you can do some math. I'll put the points in the chat.
Do we get a category before we do it, or is it just?
Yes, I'll give you a category.
Okay.
I don't know, Kevin. Man.
So in theory, I have nothing to lose, but in reality, I have pride on the line. I don't want everyone at Vancouver coming up to me like, "Yo, I smoked your score." Like, I wanted to be close.
I'm hoping that it's a question that I can get that Nikhil won't.
All right. So those are the scores, and the category is basic energy.
Oh no!
This could be anything. This could be literally
the entire history of the Pokemon trading card game.
Okay, but the question is very specific to basic energy. It's not like something. It's not something stupid that like has a like. The question is about basic energy cards.
Okay.
So feel free to submit a wager. You can do that in chat to me, and you are going to need your pen and paper for this one. The way this is going to work is that there are multiple correct answers for what I'm going to ask you. The player who gets, if two people tie for getting them all right, then they'll both just get the points. If not, it's whoever's the closest, like, of getting all the answers. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, so are we putting in a wager before we know what the question is?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, final, you know the category. It's final Magikarp. I would hum a song, but DMCA.
Yeah, YouTube will strike us down for that. Like,
YouTube will strike us down for me humming the game show that Alex Trebek used to host theme song for final of that thing. Making this really hard not to say the word Jeopardy. Oh.
Well, they can't monetize it. You hate to see it.
I have my plan.
All right.
I have DM'd you the points.
I'm trying to do the math still, so you need...
Don't do
you, you need to know how many points Sky needs to pass you.
I've got the number. I'm just debating on... I'm just going to do this.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay. The question. What Pokemon appeared on the Heart Gold, Soul Silver era basic energy for each type?
Okay.
There are 8 energy types. For that era, it's everything except Dragon and Fairy and Colorless. And each of the promo energies, well, they are actually in some of the sets too, had a specific Pokemon on them. What Pokemon was on each basic energy type?
And you want us to do, like, if it's Grass type and Bulbasaur, you want us to write those next to each other? Okay.
Yeah, I want you to match, you do need to match them.
I have to remember all the types of energy now.
I will help you. It's Grass, Fire, Water, Lightning, Psychic, Fighting, Dark, and Metal. There are 8 total.
Okay.
Fairy wasn't a thing yet. Colorless has never had a basic energy. and Dragon has not had a basic.
The thing is,
I think I got this.
I think Sky might actually pass me here.
Yeah, because you suck.
He had a risky wager.
Shoot. I have 7. What's the 8? I played these on PTCGO exclusively.
Do you need the 8th type or the 8th Pokemon? I can help you with the
8th Pokemon.
Okay.
I'm like 90% sure that I have at least 7.
I got them all.
I'm going to start the timer.
Shit.
Okay. I need for listeners, yell in your headphones and maybe in the past I'll know it. I'm looking for fire type still. Because I know the theme of them. What's on the fire type? Oh my gosh. This is my chance to get third place still because I only bet.
Who is it? 16. Who is it on this? No. I'm missing water. I'm scared.
Nikhil feels confident.
What Pokemon even exists?
I'm gonna go with this.
Okay. I'll just write something.
Okay. Everyone's locked in.
Oh no, I got this. Yep. Got it. Okay.
Say each type all together.
What's the most dramatic? Is it dramatic for me to just read them out?
You wanna read it?
Just read them.
I think just read them out and we'll find out at the end.
Okay. Yeah, just react really big when you mess up, everybody, okay?
I will not react at all.
All right.
I will.
Grass. Celebi. Easy. Was on the grass. Easy. Fire. Ho-Oh.
Yes, let's go. I figured it out.
Fire. Yeah. Water. Everyone's favorite water type, Lugia.
It's the only reason I figured it out.
Which is not a water Pokemon.
No. It's all Lugia. Over.
There's actually like 3 or 4 Lugia cards in Heart Gold Soul Silver's block that are water types.
Yeah, legend, shiny.
It's so rare, and that's why they did that because like
people
it's all
the same. People watched the movie 2000 so many times, or is it the 2001? The
it's
one where Lugia comes out of the whirlpool, and they're like, "Oh, it's a water type." Lightning is Ampharos.
Easy. Lighthouse.
Psychic is Espeon.
Yep.
Fighting is Sudowoodo.
Yep.
Dark is Umbreon. Yep. And Metal is Steelix.
Let's go. 8 for 8, baby. Give me those money.
Dude, Kevin gets second.
No way. Did Kevin
get second?
I only bet 60.
All in.
Oh, let's go. Get wrecked.
Wait, because Sky loses points.
Yes. Yeah, you lose points in final Magikarp. So, did you go 8 for 8, Nikhil?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that means that with Kevin's wager of 60, Sky's wager of all of her points, and Nikhil's wager of 15 points.
Oh, yours has a backlight. Mine doesn't.
Means that Nikhil is the winner over Kevin by like 80 points.
Oh, if I bet 80 more points. Nikhil.
Well, because you put in 60 and you got 60 points.
Yeah.
I said 15 because if Sky just went for literally exactly over me, 15 would keep me just above.
No, because if Sky did... Oh, yeah, I guess you're saying.
If Sky went any more than they needed to get over me, then I was like, then I couldn't win. But
yeah, I get what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I just forgot Lugia. All right, well, now I'm ending in last.
It's okay. I collect Lugias. That's why I know, like...
Yeah.
What I've learned today is I need to go touch grass. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go outside this weekend. I will touch grass. I will not play Pokemon at least one day this weekend. I promise.
I went with Suicune.
That's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
That's a very good guess.
That one makes too much sense.
But then if Lugia is not on the psychic energy, then where's Lugia? I guess is the only
not present.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. Well, hey, Evan, thank you for letting me host. This was a ton of fun. I hope to getting back to doing this on Twitter sometime soon.
Yeah. If the people
probably burned a lot of the trivia I had in my head on this. So hopefully you guys can share this around, because if you enjoyed your trivia, this was it for maybe a little while.
If the people do want those Trivia Tuesdays, maybe they want to go to the backlog. What is your Twitter, Xander?
My Twitter very creatively is at Xander Bennett. It's just my name. Also, if you go to the Trivia Creator website, you can find like 12 of the sets that I did on there. I do hope to getting around to it more. I have a bar for what I think makes like a good trivia question, trying not to do a bunch of stuff that's like a dead giveaway. So it's hard to put out what I would deem like quality every time if I was just like, I don't want to just make it a bunch of like, everyone gets a 10 out of 10 just because they tried. Like, I wanted to be a little bit of uniqueness. So, but this was a ton of fun. I really enjoyed it. Great way to start 2024.
Yeah.
Nikhil, as the winner, where can people follow you if they want to listen to someone who has no life except the Pokemon trading card game?
Ouch.
He's not entirely wrong. One for reference, my club does like 2 big trivia events every semester for school, and I have been banished from writing trivia questions because mine are just ridiculously too hard, and I've been banished. So
that means next time you're hosting and I'm playing.
ours are more like general, like everything Pokemon. Like we had like Pokemon that's, Masters and stuff in
that's
there.
Fine. I got you.
But that's my if you want to follow me. If you want to follow me on Twitter, NK0HLI, as Melo said, I do a lot of the coordinating for the podcast, so, you know, give me a follow if you day 2 regional, or if you start getting some good finishes, and we want to have you on the pod to talk about an upcoming regional, or about previous performance, you know, I'm the person to usually hit up, because I'll usually come tell Kevin, and if he wants to yell at someone, it's me. Also, I will say this, Sky, next big day 2 finish, I'm getting you on. I was trying to get you for San Antonio, but
a rapid strike champion at San Antonio. We salute you.
Sky's a hero. Thank you for coming on. I think this was, and Xander, thank you for the fun, and also check out the sponsors. I'm just so stoked about Tabletop Village and TC Evolutions, and then check out Doomed Gaming for the merch.
Sky, where can the people find you if they want more from you?
You can find me at Skylon01 on Twitter. That's SKYLON01. I don't always post about Pokemon. I just sort of all over the place post. You'll see like a results post or like me randomly commenting on something. But yeah, go follow me on there. It's pretty cool over there. And thank you all for having me on. It's nice to, even though I totally threw trivia, you know, it was nice to get to be on the pod.
Myself,
yeah, and if you're going to Knoxville headcount, I will be at Knoxville. Will this be out before Knoxville?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're in Knoxville, say hi. Would love to hear your trivia scores or if you got stumped by something.
I may have won trivia, but they have the limitless pages, so you decide who is the winner.
Sure, yeah.
Myself, you can find me on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube at @MellowOrangeScoreMagikarp. If you made it this far in the podcast, thank you, because this is one of our longest episodes in a heckin' long time. This has been another episode of the Lake of Rage podcast. We'll catch you all next week.